Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Election campaign for third phase of Lok Sabha polls has further warmed up. Polling will be held on the 7th of May for 93 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Star campaigners of all political parties are holding back-to-back rallies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Disa, Banaskantha and Himmatnagar in Sabarkant district of North Gujarat yesterday. Addressing a rally in Banaskantha, Mr. Modi assured that under his leadership, the reservation rights of SCs, STs and OBCs, as enshrined in the Constitution, will be safeguarded. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed his commitment to creating Viksit Bharat through Viksit Gujarat. Mr. Modi will address 4 rallies in the state today. He will address rallies in Anand, Surendranagar, Junagar and Jamnagar today. Congress leader and Rajasthan's former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot will address a press conference in Ahmedabad today. On the other hand, AAP leader Sunita Kejriwal will hold road shows in Botad and Dediyapada in favour of AAP candidates of Bhavnagar and Bharuj. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has claimed that out of fear of losing in these elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has forgotten the dignity of the post he holds and claiming that the Congress will take away the Mangal Sutra of women and snatch people's homes. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi said, Mr. Modi is saying such absurd and false things because Congress is forming the government by snatching more than 150 out of his 300 seats. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh has alleged that in the last 10 years, the wage rate in the country has not been increased. While quoting Labour Bureau data, Mr. Ramesh told the media in New Delhi that the real wage rate has declined in the second term of the Modi government. He said that during the tenure of the Manmohan Singh government between 2004 and 2014, the real wage rate of farm labourers increased by 6.8% every year. On the other hand, BJP hit out at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over his recently reported remarks related to Hindu deities. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia objected to his comments related to Lord Ram and Lord Shiv, alleging that it is intended to create a divide. Mr. Bhatia also targeted the opposition, citing Samajwadi Party leader Maria Alam Khan's recent alleged objectionable comments while appealing to her supporters to vote in favour of the opposition candidate. He said in the last 24 hours, members of the INTIA bloc have made statements that not only violate the Indian constitution, but also the model code of conduct. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue in West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that similar conditions will also prevail in the South Peninsula India till tomorrow. IMD further said hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe during the next 5 days. Meanwhile, a heavy rainfall spell accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds is very likely to continue over northeast India today. On to sports now. Indian chess prodigy Vaishali Ramesh Babu has officially been awarded the title of Grand Master by FIDE, the International Chess Federation. This remarkable achievement makes Vaishali the third Indian female Grand Master, joining Koneru Hampi and Harika Dronavali. Vaishali completed the requisite 2,500 ELO points at the Lobreca Open tournament in Spain last year. However, the title was officially given to her only recently following FIDE council meeting during the candidates' tournament in Toronto last month. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Chennai Super Kings by 7 wickets at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Punjab easily managed to chase the target of 163 runs set by the home team in just 17.5 overs at the loss of 3 wickets. From Punjab, opener Johnny Bairstow gave a promising start to the innings by scoring 46 runs, while Riley Russo also contributed to the win by scoring 43 runs. Earlier put into bat first, Chennai scored 162 runs for the loss of 7 wickets. Skipper Ruturaj Gaikwad emerged as the highest run scorer with 62 runs in 48 balls. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. Currently, Rajasthan leads the points table, having secured victory in 8 out of 9 matches. Meanwhile, Hyderabad occupies the 5th position with 5 wins from their 9 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.